Hey guys, and welcome back to Digital Love Podcast. I am your host, Lindsay. Today we have Anna Gonzalez here with us. She is a graphic design student at A&M University.
I don't know Anna personally, but I found her through Instagram. I was looking at different design pages and hers popped up, and I am literally obsessed with it. I was just telling her before we logged on that I love her design style, and it's super unique and fun. I've never seen anything like it. So I'm excited to have her on today, but I'm going to have her kind of introduce herself and explain a little bit about her background and why you chose Texas A&M, kind of like what you're doing right now as far as schooling.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. That was super sweet, and I'm so excited. This is my first podcast, everyone. But yeah, my name is Anna Gonzalez. I am a junior at Tech, or I'm actually about to be a senior. That's weird to say. At Texas A&M, studying communications, and my minor is art, like Lindsay had said. But yeah, right now I do freelance design. I'm kind of just trying to grow my Instagram, which is Designs Before Guys. And then also I am an intern for Fraser Sterling, which is a jewelry brand, on Instagram. And I also just started doing some freelance work with By Sammy Ryan, who is an apparel and like jewelry company, or starting to be jewelry. I'm super excited about that. But that's kind of where I am right now in the moment. I'm also taking summer classes. I'm in like a social media class and a Spanish class because we have to take 4 semesters of a language at my school. It's terrible. But that's kind of what I'm doing right now. July's crazy. It's my birthday month. I'm turning 21 in, I think, like 11 days. 11 days. So I'm super excited about that. Finally 21. And then I'm just trying to, what else? Oh, A&M. Why I chose A&M. So I went to high school in Virginia. I kind of grew up all over the East Coast. My dad coaches football, so we'd move like every 4 years or so. And so, yeah, before that, I lived in New Jersey, Virginia. I went to high school there. And so for high school, I honestly just wanted to go far away. I like had no clue where I wanted to go. I applied to like San Diego State, Texas A&M, South Carolina, I think I might have applied to Florida State, if I remember right. But yeah, I just knew I wanted like a new change of pace, new area, new like vibe, different type of people that I've been around before. And so I actually have family in San Antonio, Texas, which is about 3 hours from A&M. And I visited my junior year and absolutely fell in love with it. And so right after that, I applied and I luckily got in. So I kind of just came here on a whim. I didn't know anyone. I decided to go through sorority recruitment, and that's how I met like all my best friends here. But yeah, my family's super close. So I am far away from my immediate family, who's now in Georgia, but I'm super close to my extended family, which is really nice for like Easter holidays, stuff like that. So I don't feel like super alone here, even though I am. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing the last 3 years.
Okay, wow, you sound super busy. So I'm wondering, how do you balance it all? Like, how do you balance, you know, being an intern for multiple people on top of your schooling and, you know, your social life and family?
Yeah, so honestly, I'm pretty terrible at this. I am definitely working on it this summer, and I'm getting better. Like, I just got my first real life agenda that I'm trying to be better about writing in, and like finding space to journal throughout the day to like kind of keep me grounded, like gratitude journals, if you've heard of those. I'm trying to do that, just making myself do like little things, I guess, to I don't know, like just get on a kind of a routine every day. But I do use Trello, if you've heard of Trello. That is my lifesaver. Mm-hmm. It's like basically a giant to-do list with a bunch of due dates that you can set and like different tags. I could like talk about Trello the entire podcast if we wanted to, but I love it so much. And so I use that for school, and I use that for my internship with Fraser, and then also my work that I do with Sammy now, and also my actual design page, my Instagram, just planning the social feed for the week, which I've been slacking off on the last month. So like I said, I'm just trying to use like little tools, I guess, to kind of get better at this. But I definitely do find myself prioritizing design so much in my life, or just I guess art in general, over school. And I'll miss events sometimes, which definitely is bad. I need to set some healthier boundaries with that for sure. But I'm just, it's a work in progress. I'm sure every designer has felt that way at some point and takes on too much, or starts to feel overwhelmed and does things to ground themselves. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I feel like I've been really overwhelmed the last year just with school. Junior year is super hard, and internships and stuff, so, and social life. So yeah, I'm just trying to take steps to be better at that this summer so I don't do it all over again this next school year. But yeah, that's kind of, I just am a work in progress, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I've never used Trello personally. I like Asana, but...
Oh, I just started Asana. I love Asana too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I haven't gotten to know it fully yet though, so respect.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Trello. But it looks cool. But so I know you're telling me, so you intern at Fraser, and then what was the other place you said?
Yeah, so I just started working at By Sammy Ryan also, yes.
Okay, and are they both jewelry-related brands?
So Fraser is totally jewelry, but they've actually started to become more of like an accessory brand, I guess. They do purses and scarves and hair clips and things like that now. So I guess they're starting to expand. And then By Sammy Ryan actually just started as apparel. And they do super popular collabs. Like they've collabed with Care Bears and I think it's, what is the other one? Justin Bieber always used to wear them. It starts with an S. I cannot think of what it's called right now. I think it's called like Supra. Supra and then Smiley, which I didn't know there was like an original smiley face. This is news to me. So yeah, they collabed with them too, but they're starting to grow their brand like internally now and want to focus less on collabs, I guess, and building their own merchandise. So that's what they're starting to do. And then yes, they're also starting to branch out into jewelry and accessories a little bit more, I think. But they are definitely apparel focused.
Okay. Yeah. I was asking only because I just wanted to know if whenever you're applying for internships, do you focus on one type of like style that internship is offering as far as like if they're just jewelry or clothing or any of that kind of stuff?
Honestly, okay, wait, sorry. You said, do I focus on a style when applying? Honestly, no, I don't think I really do focus. You're saying like in a portfolio or a project, I guess, is that what you're saying when you're presenting it?
Yeah, like is there one type of brand that you stick with in terms of style as far as like if they're only a jewelry brand or they're only a pair?
Oh, no, yeah. Definitely not. I would love to touch, I guess a bunch of different parts of like merchandise design and jewelry design, product design, apparel design, or even just social media design. So definitely no, I would love to do as much as I can, but at the moment that's kind of like the field, I guess, that I've niched myself into. But definitely, yeah, I do not want to focus on that. I would love to do as much as I can, I guess.
Yeah, of course. So I want to ask you, what made you want to start your account Designs Before Guys? And, did you expect it to get as big as it's gotten, as well as what inspired the name behind your account?
Okay. I love this question. So, So going into college, I was a communications major, like I still am, but my minor was journalism because for some reason, I thought that since I was good at writing in high school that I could just be like a journalist or a sport, you know, I don't know what was going on in my brain. So that's where I set myself up for. And after the first year, after freshman year, I was like, I don't really like this. I feel like I don't have a passion in school. Like in high school, I did yearbook and that was seriously my passion. Like I quit softball so I could do yearbook. And so I felt like I didn't have anything in college. Like, yeah, I joined a sorority, but I felt like I had nothing that was not necessarily mine, but just like a community, I guess, or something I was passionate about and that I looked forward to doing every day. Like I was just going through the motions of school and meeting people and having friends, whatever, going out. And so towards the end of my freshman year, I just started posting, and it started with, I think like illustrations maybe, and then like little quotes here and there, but I really was not taking myself seriously. And this was also the time that the glitter edits were like huge, if you remember that, like the glitter bikini edits. And so I dipped my toes in that kind of, I was just doing it for fun, honestly, and doing it for friends on the side or for my sorority. And so from that, I was like, wait, I actually really love this. I'm gonna teach myself Photoshop because I kind of used it in high school, but not really. And so I just dove into tutorials and YouTubes and whatever. and kind of taught myself Photoshop and started to take myself a little bit serious. Still wasn't really thinking anything of it. It was just a hobby, something I like to do for fun. And then I guess I went through sophomore year. I was now an art minor, kind of learning about graphic design, still not taking it super seriously. And then Corona happened, and the Mayfair group actually opened up their summer internships. And this was in March, I believe. So I was home. I thought I was going home for spring break, and I got stuck there in Georgia. And so I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Mayfair, and I'm going to apply for this internship. And we'll see what happens. So I put together a project, and somehow I interviewed and I got it. And that, in that moment, was when I was like, I think I can do this, like, seriously. Before that, I had just been doing just before that, I didn't think I could make it a career. So anyways, I went through that summer, and then I actually stayed with them through the fall. Absolutely loved it. Love everyone I worked with there. It was an amazing experience, and I learned so much just about the industry and design in general, and got to meet so many amazing people that I call friends, like, to this day. We'll text them, whatever, FaceTime them, and ask them about anything and all things design. And so after that, I was still posting on my Designs Before Guys Instagram, like, while I was doing my internship. I didn't have too much time, so I would make posts here and there. And then after my internship, I ended in, I think it was November or December of this past year, I was like, I am going to post every day. I'm going to make a calendar. I'm going to use Trello. I'm going to plan out my feed. And so I started to do that. And as I started to put more time into it, and just planning and seeing what was trending right now, and also not even caring about that, also just what I like to, and incorporating that, I guess, with the trends. But I started to do that, and I just quickly started to notice that I was getting more likes and more people were following me, and just because of shares. And so I think with, like, quarantine and all of us just being so separated and, I don't know, on our phones that entire time, like, we all were just, like, longing for, I don't know, connection and relatability, I guess. And so I feel like my page kind of I tried to do that. Like, I would put quotes out that meant something to me that I would hope could mean something to someone else. And so I feel like, yeah, I just started to gain traction. And then I actually had one post go viral. It was the Zodiac. It was Zodiac, like, nutrition facts. And so that kind of took me off from there and just motivated me. And so I was like, I'm going to keep doing this. And all spring semester of this past year, I was super dedicated to that. And obviously still am. Life has just kind of gotten crazy. And so, like I was saying, I've been kind of bad at scheduling myself out, but I just definitely dedicated a lot of time to that this last year. And was super happy to see not only growth, but just connection. Like, I literally respond to, like, every single comment on my post. I read all my DMs. I love connecting to people. And it's just cool to see just all the people. Like, I feel like a lot of us are really similar, and I don't know. And so anyways, Designs Before Guys, that name, before I was AMG Designs, and then I think I was, like, Edits by Anna. And so I didn't know the importance of, like, branding yourself or whatever. And so I don't know what I want my page to turn into at all, or where I want to take it one day. So I kind of wanted to make a name that I feel like I could resonate with forever, which is hard to do. But I don't know if you've watched One Tree Hill, and you know Brooke Davis. Okay. So Brooke Davis, she's like a fashion designer in One Tree Hill, and they start in high school, and then she grows up and she lives in New York and blah, blah, whatever. Anyways, I love her so much. And her clothing line was called Clothes Over Bros. And so I was like, how can I, like, riff off that? I love Brooke Davis. So I was like, her actual name is Sophia Bush. She's amazing. You should totally follow her. She has her own podcast too. So I came to Designs Before Guys. And then also just that, but the meaning behind that, I would say I am a total girl's girl, and, like, always put my girlfriends first. I haven't had a boyfriend all college, just because I had boyfriends in high school and, like, random boyfriends in middle school and stuff. And I feel like I, for most of my life, have been, like, boys, boys, boys. And in college, I've just definitely tried to grow as a friend and just be a girl's girl. And so that's kind of, I guess, where that comes from too. Like, I just really prioritize my friends and, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of the name behind it though. But designs also could be, I don't know, like it could go for clothes or, jewelry or, you know, whatever you could just, or like architectural design, whatever, or interior design, not architectural, interior design. So that's why I kind of tried to make like a, more broad name, I guess, but something that will resonate with me for a while. But that was super long winded. That was a loaded question, but that's kind of like where it all, this all came from and started.
No, I love that. I love how passionate you are. I can hear it. And I love how thought out your answers are. What made you kind of feel like you found your creative process? Like your, I feel like as a designer, you know, do your designs kind of ever change with like your design style and the fonts and different stuff like that?
Yeah. So I definitely, like I was saying, I am trying not to niche myself, I guess. And I've been super connected to this like early 2000s, like super colorful style for a while. And I guess I'm trying to branch out of that and just push my limits and see like what else I can do. Cause I really am just like a young designer and have not little experience, but I'm just trying to not, I wouldn't even say like find my own style, because I think style is ever changing. And you know what, like no one owns a certain font or certain colors. Like we can all use whatever resources and we all riff off each other at the end of the day. So I definitely am trying to like not niche myself into a style and just like accept the fact that styles, you know, ever changing, and I can grow into whatever, you know, whatever the time, whatever brings, whatever that time brings is what will happen, you know?
So, yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of like, yeah, my take on that.
Yeah, definitely. What do you feel like are the pros and cons of being a graphic designer?
Okay. Let me think about this one.
It's kind of a difficult question.
It is. What do you think?
I only ask because I feel like sometimes with graphic design, obviously it's a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. You know, I love seeing everyone's different variations of things, but I feel like there can be cons sometimes when it comes to like, you know, what's the limits of someone like basically ripping off your design or, you know, stealing kind of like your creative process in a way.
Okay, first I want to answer your pros or cons question, and then I will totally go to that. So I was just thinking about it while you were talking too, but pros and cons, I think pros is just, I guess, like, it really is such a privilege to, like, be in this industry and get to do something so, like, fun, like, that we, like, design, it really is. It's so fun, despite, you know, these are the cons, the revisions or the call, like along, I can't speak English, the fast turnaround times. And, I don't know, like little petty things like that. It really, at the end of the day, it is just so cool that we get to do, like, we get to be artists and make this a career and create beautiful, things for people and brands and ourselves. And so I feel like that kind of answers that.
Definitely.
I made a post actually about, I'm going to go find it really quick because this kind of answers what you were saying, but it's a comic strip and yeah, it's first world problems as a creative. So I wrote about, deadlines. It's okay to say no. Silly designer. You have 5 more revisions coming your way, bestie. Burnout will happen. Which again, like I was saying, are all little like petty things, I guess, that if you let get to you, it definitely makes you kind of resent your job. But at the end of every one of my days after working, I am like, I don't know. I think about, and no, absolutely no shade to my friends in the business world or who are going to be like, I don't know, sale, like absolutely no shade. I just, I could never see myself doing that. And that's why I'm so thankful to get to do something that is so amazing as art and connecting to people and making beautiful things every day, because I could be sitting in, I don't know, the office, in a lawyer office or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be something that I just hate, and I just love that I get to do what I love every day. So there's definitely cons, but I think the pros outweigh them. And then also, to be completely honest, at first, I feel like I used to get super pissed, or like I would post on my story, not outing someone, but just that, I don't know, that I was upset. And I've come to realize in the last couple of months, even just this last year, that like I was saying earlier, we do not own like fonts. We don't own colors. We don't own a style, you know, like we don't own pictures. Like we all use the same Pinterest images, you know, or Pinterest stickers. Yeah. And so I guess this industry is super, everyone, like I was saying, everyone riffs off everyone. And even I'll see a style sometimes on Pinterest and be like, ooh, I want to make something like that, you know? But I think there is a fine line when it comes to imitation and inspiration. And I'm super, I don't know, that's important to me. Even when I design, I see something and I'm definitely inspired. But if I sit there and make something thinking about that first inspiration image that I saw in the back of my head, and at the end of that 2 hours that I'm designing, I look at it and I'm like, oh, this looks like the inspiration image, I'll scrap it because I don't want to, you know, copy someone. So, yeah, I think that's just something to learn in a sense of like not to do it, and also to kind of accept it. Like, have you heard the saying, like, imitation is the highest form of flattery or whatever? I try to understand it, but it's something that I'm definitely working on though. And like I was saying, it's just, we all riff off each other. It's okay. At the end of the day, like, you, no one can go inside your brain and take what you're thinking or like an idea you already have and put it on their computer screen or piece of paper. Like, we have that. So I don't know. I'm just trying to be better about that too, for sure. But it is hard.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Kind of going off of that, I want to ask on the opposite end, what do you think makes someone a good designer? Do you think there's one set, like, kind of path, or do you think that it's like multiple different things that kind of go in to make someone a good designer, or is everyone's designs good in their own way?
Yeah, I think honestly everyone is a great designer. Like, it just, it takes to be passionate and just to try. Like, it's scary to put something out there, to apply for a job, and like just even that courage to create something and send it out is, it makes you great, you know. But yeah, I don't think anything specifically makes someone a great designer. It's just, also everyone's path is so unique. Like, in our industry too, you really can't name like two, three people who haven't had, or who have the same path with the same experiences and the same employers, whatever, internships. And so I think that's super special too, because, you can't really copy. Yeah. You can't copy someone's like career path. You kind of have to create your own. So Yeah.
Are there any mistakes you made as a designer that you wish you could have changed or altered?
Yeah, for sure. This is also such a great question. Okay. Mistakes. Like I was saying about my time management, my trash time management, which I will admit, definitely in the past, I don't do this anymore, but in the past, I'll like promise someone something by a certain time, like a deadline. And something comes up and it doesn't happen, you know? And then I would have reached back out and been like, oh shoot, sorry, something came up. I'll get it to you tomorrow. And that's just like super unprofessional. Something I've come to realize, like, I will never promise something if I can't deliver it. And so I just think that's super important in our industry. You can lose respect so fast, and just, not even respect of other people, like self-respect. Like, whenever I don't make a deadline, I'm like, oh my God, I suck. So, definitely. Yeah. Deadlines, huge mistake, or over-promising. That's a big mistake. And then this one is less, I guess, involved with other people, but again, just more, something I've discovered myself, is just taking on too much and how like detrimental that is to not only just like your mental health, your physical health. Like, if I have too much on my plate, like, I'll forget to eat lunch or like brush my hair that day. Like, I'm disgusting, especially working from home. It's so easy to get away with stuff like that, you know? So I think it's super important to not, overload yourself and put too much on your plate and take care of yourself at the end of the day. Like, walk away from your computer screen, put your phone down. I recently this year just set limitations on my phone for, like, or time limitations. So it'll, after 30 minutes on Instagram, yeah, it's like, hey, chill, get off. Like, you've been on here too long. Or on TikTok, I think I have it set to, like, 15 minutes because, girl, I will be on there literally all hours of the day, if not. So, yeah, just things like that, I guess, I've been trying to be better at because I'm definitely guilty of falling because I love design so much, and I'll step away from my computer and look in the mirror and be like, girl, you need to take care of yourself. Your eyes are red. Like, you've been staring at that screen too long. So, yeah, that's another big thing. I'm trying to think. I've definitely made way more mistakes. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree going off of the mental health kind of thing. I feel like, you know, how you were saying, it is a privilege to have design abilities and be able to work in such a creative field with creative people. But I also struggle with depression. Like, I struggle with feeling like, you know, maybe my designs aren't as good as anyone else's, or comparing myself to people a lot. And it's hard. Like, I feel like it's hard. It's a hard industry and path to go down. And it's hard to remember to check in with your mental health 100%. And I know, as cheesy as it sounds, people are always like, take a step outside, you know, go outside in nature. Oh, like, everyone always says that. And I thought that was so stupid. I'm like, why are you saying that same, like, everyone says that. And then I'm like, well, maybe everyone's saying it for a reason.
Maybe everyone is right. Yeah.
And I'm wrong and I should step outside. And it's definitely helped a lot, I would agree.
What do you think affects you most whenever it comes to mental health?
What affects me most, I guess, is, like, I'll have, like, a breakdown once a month, I feel like, or, like, once a semester. I don't know. Like, I definitely bottle things up for a while, and I get super overwhelmed. I overload myself, and I just, like, keep working through it, I guess, and finish my deadlines, get things done, whatever, and I don't take time for myself. That's the issue I was just talking about. I mean, so I'll definitely let it bottle up. And then I have, like, one huge test for school the same week. I have, like, another deadline, you know, and I get overwhelmed and I like, actually lose it. So that's kind of where it affects me in the creative industry. But also how you were talking about comparison. When I was first getting into design, I definitely struggled with that. Like, I would look at other people's Instagrams, and like we were talking about with imitation and inspiration earlier, I definitely was on the imitation side when I first started because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know techniques, I didn't really know the programs, and so I saw people do, I don't know, some cool edit and on Instagram, and I would copy it in a different quote and post it, and or like same colors, whatever, yada yada, and I definitely struggled with that. And so I saw people doing really well and was like, oh, I'm gonna make something that looks like them because it's doing really well. Or I remember getting jealous of like people's clients or who is reposting their stuff. Like, I definitely remember feeling all of those things when I first started, and it's just super unhealthy to maintain that, like, jealousy and, like, internal struggle, honestly. And it's something that's pretty hard to get over. But that was one of my struggles when I first started as well, just because, I don't know, it's hard to not compare yourself in this industry. Like you were saying, it really is super difficult, and it's just a trial and error, I guess. And, you know, like a learning curve, but, I definitely struggled with that for sure. I will be honest about that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I want to get out of the dark side of the topic. I feel like we've been stuck on, like, the more challenging questions. But I want to ask, so what other graphic designers inspire you currently and why?
Love this. Okay, so I love Future Free Design, if you follow them. I love them so much. Yeah. The gradients and the lines, and I've definitely been super inspired by them lately. Another one, Anna Torres. So she has become my, like, design bestie. We will FaceTime and just design or collab or whatever, or we just talk, like, it's not even about design, we'll just text throughout the day. And so I love her account too. She's actually in a rebrand right now, go check her out. But yeah, she's awesome. I love her. Another one I really like is Digital Mads. Her style is just super fun and like just beautiful, like so much color, And I always look forward to seeing her post. I don't even know how this girl makes every collage look so different while still, like, so in her aesthetic and style. Because, and, like, I don't know how she does it. She has to have, like, 87,000 Pinterest boards. Like, I truly do not know. but I love her, too. And then let me go on my phone just so I can, like, because I want to hit them all. So, Cam. Camilla, it's GPF is her username. She is incredible. I actually met her at Mayfair. So she was just finishing her internship and I was just coming on. So we had an overlap of like 2 weeks where we got to know each other. But she actually started, it's called It's Love Itch. It's a, she calls it Conscious Connection. And it's a design community for young designers. I think there's like 30 of us right now in there. But she started it. And so it's like this big group of us and we share resources. We ask questions about freelance. We're just super candid and honest because this industry is super hard to learn and figure out how to price yourself and what, you know, it's, there's so many questions that go into it. And, the best platform to use for your portfolio, like any little question, how to make a text effect like this, whatever, we ask in there. And so there's nothing like that I've ever seen. And so I respect Cam so much for making that for all of us and just creating like that community, especially after COVID. It's so nice. We've all been designing in like this little bubble in our house at our desks or our bed or our kitchen or wherever we are. And so that has been just amazing. And I love Cam's style and everything she puts out. She's worked with like Tezza. She's incredible. And then I'm trying to think of another page that I love. Let's go see. who are your favorites, though?
I really like, well, obviously I like your page. through your page, I think I found Loudmouth Design Co.
Oh, yes, yes. She used to be Funky Edit. So cool.
Yeah, I love them. I'm trying to think who else. What's her username? I think it's Max Scott Designs.
Oh, she's so yes, sweet girl.
Yes, she actually worked for me in my small business for a little bit. But she's on to bigger, better things now, so I'm proud of her. She was so nice.
Off of designers, I actually have been following a lot of art pages in general, I guess, are just artists. Have you heard of Pretty Shitty Cakes before?
Mm-mm.
Okay, go look her up right now because she is like my new obsession. So she makes these clay, I believe they're clay. They look like cakes though, like the cakes you see on Pinterest with like the beautiful piping and pearls and cherries and whatever. But she's doing a drop tomorrow and she does, or not a drop, she's accepting custom orders for this month tomorrow. But I set an alarm for 10 a.m. so I can get on her list and order one because I want one so bad. But yeah, you should go follow her and get a cake.
Are they like fake?
Yeah, they're not edible. They look like so real though, don't they? I want to eat it. I know. Yeah, they're all clay though, I'm pretty sure.
I love that. I actually saw a TikTok of some girl that made like a fake cake like this on like a plastic like cup, and I thought that would be so cool to use in a photo shoot because I wanted to use one photo shoot, but I was like, I don't want to buy a real
one. Cakes are actually so expensive, especially a beautiful cake like this. I know. I saw Sierra Ortega, she runs Shop Flavor, which is a online boutique business. And she did a photo shoot when they first started and she did, she had a cake, I'm pretty sure. And it said Flavor, but it was like the pink heart cake. It looks like the first one on this Pretty Shitty Cakes feed. But they did like a smash and they had it all over their fingers and like it was so cool. But that's probably like the type of photo shoot you might be talking about. I don't know, but I saw that and I loved it. I know, but I don't want to pay for a cake like that either. So I'm going to buy a pretty shitty cake. Hopefully tomorrow we'll let us pray.
Well, I love that. Thank you for telling me. I actually probably will buy one.
Yeah, get 10 a.m. 10 a.m. CST, set your alarm.
I will right now. Sadly, I need to wrap this up a little bit because we've been recording for like almost an hour. but I want to ask a few more questions. Where do you see yourself in? I know this is a hard question because I feel like I would always get pissed when people would ask me this because I'd be like, things come as they come and you can't really like judge, you know, your future. But I just want to know where you think you would see yourself in about 5 years' time.
Okay, so in 5 years, I actually, it's funny because I do feel like, yeah, a lot of people would get like, I don't know about this question or, you know, not know, but I
Yeah.
actually definitely have a lot of goals for 5 years. So I would love to be in New York, in a super cute apartment, maybe in Soho, maybe in East Village, who knows? But yeah, I would love to be in New York, and I actually would love to work with a fashion company, I think, or a social media company, but fashion is definitely like where my heart is. And just social media design for fashion, product design, I'm kind of just starting to get into, but would love to work with a fashion company and be able to take freelance projects on the side. So that's what I'm really hoping for. That's like the goal, the dream. But yeah, I would love to do that. I definitely love to hop around with jobs. I feel like not every year or anything crazy like that, but just to, you know, get a lot of experience. And I would totally be open to other cities too. I love DC so much. That's kind of where I went to high school. And so I don't know. I just definitely see myself in a city though, for sure. I hope I'm happy with a lot of friends. I hope I have a dog in 5 years. I really want a chocolate English Sable Cocker Spaniel. It is a mouthful, but they're so beautiful if you have a chance to look them up. But yeah, I don't know. Dog happy, good job, hopefully in design, and hopefully in a cool city is definitely what I see for myself or hope for myself.
I love that. I've never been to New York. I've always wanted to go.
When I was little, I lived like an hour away from the city in New Jersey, but we only went a couple times because I guess I was so young. My parents were new there too. We didn't go. But my best friend's brother actually lives there, so we visited him a couple times as I've been older, like in college. But I'd probably say, and just like school trips, I've gone there, I think twice for like yearbook. So honestly, a handful of times, not anything crazy, but. I'm actually going there for my 21st birthday in 2 weeks, so I'm super excited about that
Love
with some of
that.
my friends. Yeah.
That's what I'm excited for you. Also, that's crazy that your school took trips to New York because my school took trips to like a farm.
Where are you from? Oh,
Texas.
okay. Well, I'm in
So.
Texas now too, but yeah, girl, you cannot get out of Texas. There's like if you it takes like 9 hours to get out.
Okay, I have one final question for you, and I guess this is kind of just like advice you have for beginning designers and how they can kind of get their foot in the door and how they're able to grow as a designer in the field.
Okay, yes, love this question. So, my first thing definitely would be kind of what we were talking about earlier. That comparison kills creativity. So, as far as you can get away from that mindset in this industry, get yourself away from that, you know, like grow from that mindset. And so that would be my first thing. And then also just to start taking yourself seriously. Like, even I guess not if it's just a hobby and you don't plan to pursue it as a career, but still, even then, like your art matters, like your stuff is sick, and you can create whatever you want for yourself and your art and your life with what the tools you already have, you know, like once you start taking yourself seriously. So I feel like that, like I said earlier too, with Mayfair, that's when I feel like I finally got that confidence from all the girls that I worked with and just in my own abilities, like I was like, I can do this. And so definitely, yeah, start taking yourself seriously and things will start to change in your life. And then always be creating goals for yourself. Like how I just, even if they're small, big, whatever, daily goals, weekly goals, brands you want to work with, goals for your own Instagram or portfolio, whatever. Just always be setting goals and always learning and trying new skills. Like the Chrome effect that's going crazy right now is something I had no clue how to do before this year or before I saw it on Pinterest, you know? And so I taught myself how to do that. So just little things like that, like always be learning. And then what is another one I have? Oh, so like I was saying earlier too about like your style ever changing. And I guess it's hard to, like, you don't want to niche yourself to a style, but at the same time, like, find things that work for you, I guess, and things in design that you can kind of brand as your own or yourself, and run with that. Like use those to set you apart and just, you know, make your art super unique, if that's what you want, you know. But I think that's just for me, that's been one of my goals because I want someone to see art and be like, oh, that looks like. It's not for guys, whatever. Just the same, like I would do when I see Future, Free Designer, any of Cam or its GPF's art, you know? And so, I don't know. I think that is something important too to start thinking about if you are pursuing design as a career, just so, I don't know, like your stuff doesn't look super just the same or just as gives you that little edge. I don't know. I just think finding like a unique style, even though style is ever changing. Find a style, you know, unique, something unique for that time and make it set you apart. So yeah, that are, those are definitely my, 5, 6, 7, I don't even know how many I just said, but, yeah.
I love that. I appreciate all of your answers. This was truly a really fun experience. I feel like I even learned some stuff too, which I enjoy that. I like whenever I bring on guests and they teach me something new.
I can't wait to binge all of your episodes and I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, this was fun.
If you're not following Anna already on Designs Before Guys, you definitely need to. She posts a lot of really fun quotes and collages. She's super sweet and definitely someone you need in your following list on Instagram. Definitely come back for next week's episodes on Digital Love Podcast where we talk to Stephanie, who is a bikini model and a nutrition coach.